The Irish Postmasters Union has said the country's post office network needs an investment of 15 million euro per year over 5 years to secure the future of the service. The figures are contained in a report published today by Grant Thornton, commissioned by the IPU. Without greater funding, the union has claimed that the future is bleak. Now, in a moment, we'll be hearing from the president of the Irish Postmasters Union. But first, our reporter Sally Ann Barrett has been speaking to Imelda Burke, who's postmistress in the village of Ahaskra near Ballinasloe in County Galway.
Well, our family have been involved for over 100 years. My husband's grandfather ran it and his mother ran it. And then when she retired, I took over. So, it's a long time in the family.
How long have you been here yourself as postmistress?
38 years.
How difficult is it at the moment?
It's becoming increasingly difficult. Our wages are going down, I think, 20% since 2020. And although we have some government funding, we're at a loss to know how we can make this up. The prices are rising, ESB and rates and various things. And it's just, we're struggling. Every post office is. We're vital for the economy of the locality. Whenever I'm busy, the local butcher is busy, the hardware is busy, the local shop is busy. When I'm quiet, they're quiet. So it has a knock-on effect, and there isn't a price that you can put on that.
What would you like to see done for the post office network, for postmistresses such as yourself, to remain open?
Well, we don't want anything for nothing. We actually want to work for it. Now, we're suggesting to the government that perhaps we do become peace commissioners and we can sign forms and vet people and make sure that they are legit. And that will save Garda time and they can be out controlling law and order. We actually want to work for this government input. And it's vital because if we don't have it, we will be closing. And it's not just standalone post offices, it's post offices within shops as well.
What do you think your post office means to this rural community?
I think it means an awful lot. Now, we had an incident there recently where a customer came to the counter and I knew when he signed his signature, there was something amiss. Luckily, we called an ambulance and that gentleman is fine. But had that gentleman gone home on his own, God knows what would have happened. I mean, you can't put a price on things like that. You're keeping an eye on the elderly people. They're coming in, they trust you. And it is a pleasure to serve them. But unless we have enough funding to keep going, sadly, there'll be a lot of post offices that will close the doors.
What does the future look like for you and your post office, Imelda?
It's actually very bleak. Yeah, I would love to be able to say, because I'm busy, I would love to say, well, right, I'll have a full-time staff here. But I simply can't afford it. You know, it is bleak. And it is an awful pity because every community deserves to keep their post office and to keep local money local.
And that was Imelda Burke talking to Sally Ann Barrett in Ahaskra in County Galway. Sean Martin is the president of the Irish Postmasters Union. He's also a postmaster in Tramore in County Waterford. Sean, thanks for being with us this lunchtime. When does your current arrangement with the government come to an end and what are you hoping for?
Yeah, our current arrangement finishes at the end of December in this year. And what we're hoping for is that the government understands the needs and the pressures that are on postmasters and that they will continue the funding and more importantly increase it. And have listened there to Imelda, I'm proud of the contribution that our members make to the daily lives of so many people, particularly the elderly and the most vulnerable. And we want to do more. That's the message we're giving to the government. We want to do more in our communities. We believe we're a vital piece of infrastructure. We're a national asset. And for small money, the government could continue to offer valuable and vital government, financial and essential services to communities across this country.
How much support does the government provide at the moment?
The government provide roughly a third of the revenue that post offices get at the moment.
Okay. And when you say that you would like to do more, what sort of things are you talking about?
Well, I think Imelda mentioned some of the stuff there. Like we believe we can be part of the register of electors. We believe we can all become peace commissioners. And as Imelda said, you know, that can alleviate frontline staff from administration, and we can have the guards back on the beat where the public really want it. We believe we can also play a role in form generation. I think this country prints a huge amount of forms that cost this taxpayer millions. That can be done with the press of a button in a post office, every government form available in every community throughout Ireland when it's needed, and therefore there's no need to be printing millions upon millions of forms, saving the taxpayer millions.
The Department of the Environment and Communications told us that it's working to secure funding in line with commitments contained in the programme for government. As far as you're concerned, is that enough?
No, look, words are great, but we now need action. And what we're asking the government to do is to give certainty to postmasters to be able to plan for their future. Because I know there is postmasters out there considering, you know, that there's no long-term living in this and maybe I need to change career. And what we're saying to those postmasters is, look, hold on. We believe the government understands the vital importance of post offices and communities. We believe they will give that commitment in relation to the funding. And we're working with government to ensure that that happens.
Sean Martin of the Irish Postmasters Union, thank you for being with us this afternoon.